I only came here for the sex.
What?
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 Chicken butt.
It's a podcast.
Yay!
Oh, is it started?
64. I'm deciding 64. That's the magic number.
Can we make it 69?
I haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Really?
Yay.
It's been three?
Sai hasn't been here in
forever.
11
decades.
Months.
11?
Decades.
Yeah.
Since last year.
I haven't known y'all for 11 months. I've known Ben for 11 months.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He's known me for a while.
I've known you for 11 months.
You look much younger without your beard. Ben,
yeah,
now.
You do. It's kind of hilarious.
You should see him when he puts his hair up. It's fucking sexy.
When I what?
When you put your hair up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like he looks like a girl from behind. I've mistaken him for a girl from behind on several occasions.
I look like a 13-year-old girl.
You could get free drinks from Applebee's with some drunk guy.
Yeah.
You could.
Double drinks.
Just
sir,
don't
two for
turn
one.
Around and look at him.
Just
like,
show
hey,
him the back
I
of my head.
Ben should do that prank where they bend over in yoga pants.
Oh my god. Can we please do that?
We possibly could. We could very well try that.
I have a pair of yoga pants. All
right. I wanted to start this podcast off with a non-nerdy subject.
Dicks.
Almost. Well, this person is a dick. I'm not going to tell anyone where
his
my
name
new job
is
in case I have already and whatever. Anyways, so I work at a place with a district manager. My district manager is a fucking retard. So
welcome to my life.
Yeah.
I find that offensive. Your life. No, not the word.
Anyway, so... I work at a garage again. I'm a mechanic again. And I work for a very, very large company. Like nationwide.
Applebee's?
On your side?
But the district manager, we had a district-wide safety meeting. And everyone was there. And he was like, all right, he's reading these headline titles that are fucking horrible. Like, college girl dies in car accident after tire flies off car. And, like, things related to tires coming off vehicles and crashing.
So logic would say, this is going to be a meeting about tires falling off of cars mm-hmm. and how we can prevent that from happening.
Yeah, makes sense.
He follows that up immediately with, but none of those were related to our company. We had zero tire offs
sure.
at all last year.
Which logic would then say is, keep up the good work, guys.
Right.
Nope.
So, and why we have that is we have a very, very solid system in place where there's a checklist of things that must be completed by not one, but two mechanics before that car can roll out of the shop. And it has to be signed off on by both mechanics.
Okay.
It works. It gets the job done. I approve of the system.
As proven by the last year of...
Right.
No
one's... Yeah.
That's just how the meeting started. So you would think it would be like, good guys, this is working.
So, and I've already told Joey the story. That's why he's chiming in on it. So...
yeah.
Of course you have.
Story.
So he's like, all right. So in order to keep this going... We're adding another step. Now, every time you pull a car in, you have to put a green piece of paper with... Anytime you do an oil change or a tire service, you have to put this laminated green piece of paper in the windshield. I'm like, all right. So, things that don't make sense frustrate me. And things that are unnecessary don't make sense to me. So, all in all, this doesn't make sense. Therefore, it makes me angry. And... I'm sitting there listening to him. I'm like, why though? So, whatever. The system's in place now, and I don't fucking follow it because I follow the old system, which works just fine. So he comes in yesterday while I'm working, and I'm balls deep in this car. My head's under the hood. I'm wrenching away, and he goes, "Hey Ben," and I'm just wrenching, still wrenching.
That's a new term.
Balls deep in the car.
Oh, I thought you meant "Hey Ben."
No.
Hey asshole.
So I'm still working on this car. I'm kind of ignoring him because I don't really like the guy. He's like, "Hey Ben," and I'm like, I pop my head out. I'm like, "What?" And he's waving this green fucking piece of paper at me, and I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "You don't have the green piece of paper under the hood or under the windshield or on the windshield." And I'm like, "Yeah, because it gets in my fucking way." And I just put my head back under the hood and go back to work.
He's
just
kind
of staring there, staring at me, holding this piece of paper up. I'm just ignoring the fuck out of it.
I wish I could do that at work. Nikki, you need to do this with kids. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Go on, kid.
And
kid's
just,
like, go fuck yourself.
He just kind of laughed it off. He was like, haha, yeah, put it in the windshield. I'm like, no. No, stop.
Literally, all it does is get in the way. And I'm like, now I can't see out of the car. And I just crashed the car into the side of the building. You have to pay for the car and the building.
So much for zero accidents, you stupid
Now,
person.
Like,
stupid head.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. We had no accidents last year. There's no reason for us to fucking do this. This extra step that just costs us time and causes distractions. That's all it is.
Ben is one of those people who complains about something, but he'll never say it to the manager. Like, the manager will never hear this from Ben's face.
No, my store manager is on my side because I said that.
Yeah, but you didn't say it to the actual district manager.
I said that to the district manager.
You should have went to the district manager and said, this is a stupid shit. We shouldn't change this.
He did. That was when the no fuck you part.
No, I mean, yeah, that part happened, but it wasn't like.
But no, and after that, I sat with him and I was like, you need to explain this to me because it doesn't make sense. And he's like, well, you know, we just want to make sure. I was like, yeah, but that's what the double check is for. That's why we have a second technician sign off on it. We don't need extra steps to waste my fucking time. And he's like, well, just give it a shot and see how it works. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this.
All right, here's what you got to do. You got to put it in the windshield, and then you have to crash into the side of the building.
No, because then I'll definitely lose my job.
I like the swivel thing. That was cute.
Yeah.
No. You would just sue the manager because he made you put the piece of paper there.
Yeah, and it's not a company-wide policy. It's his policy.
That's what I'm saying. See, this, and better yet, then like you do get fired, and then you like sue him for wrongful unemployment, and you get like $10 million.
And you can sue him for doing extra steps that store does.
Yeah, and then
I'm not sure that's illegal.
And then sure, since you hit the wall, you have neck pain, and so you need your medical bills covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Neck and back.
Years of medical bills.
And since I know for a fact that I don't put these things on the windshield, someone else would have had to do it. And I can blame him for that. Be like, hey, someone put this in my windshield. I didn't know it was there until I put it in drive and crashed into the building. Because I freaked out because something was on my windshield.
So, I
just slammed on the gas.
In regards to the neck pain thing, you have to crane your neck up to look over the piece of paper because.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone can't look over it.
You were.
I love you, man.
The thing is that we're supposed to take the piece of paper off after we're done with the service, but we're in a hurry. We do like there's four mechanics in the shop. There's arguably a fifth general service guy, but he fucking sucks. Like he's the worst fucking thing ever.
Special needs.
So instead of a thumb, it's a pinky. He was wiggling his thumb when he was pointing him out.
Yeah,
because thumbs are pretty useful.
Thumbs only have two joints, though, so it's only like two-thirds of a finger.
But they're very important. They're like, if you don't have a thumb, then...
Hold on.
Have you tried to play Surgeon Simulator without the thumb?
Hold on.
Try using chopsticks without a thumb.
No, but...
Oh, no. No, fuck that. That sounds horrible.
I forget where I was going. I had a good argument for the thumb. And being retarded. Oh, yeah, because it's off to the side. It's like, it doesn't fit in with the rest of the other four fingers.
You need it on the side so you can grab things and be like a...
I blew my own mind just now.
You'd need like finger extenders.
You'd have to tape the chopsticks to your finger, and it's
how would you tape
really
it to your finger?
Sloths only have two or three fingers, depending on the
species.
And
they're fucking useless.
No, they get around.
They're
just fine.
Stupid.
You ever see that sloth who's just laying there eating the carrots and celery? He's just like,
I love that video.
That's so me.
Ugh, sloths
on my days off.
Hey guys, I've read that as Ben wants us to cut off his unnecessary fingers.
Can we make it a video?
Okay, let's not do that.
Yeah.
This
we'll get rid of my pinky and my thumb, and I'll see if I can function with three fingers.
Oh, Jesus.
Ninja Turtle?
Like a Ninja Turtle. But Ninja Turtles have thumbs, too.
Yeah, they just have very, very, very large fingers. They only have three.
I guess, yeah, it's like that.
So, Sai, what is up with you and Ninja Turtles? Because every time you're on a podcast, you make a reference to Ninja Turtles.
Do I really?
Yes.
I haven't noticed this.
Because
Joey's sister's dog is...
Shredder. Splinter.
And Shredder. I think that's...
That's it.
No,
yeah.
That's
every
my
podcast.
Dog.
Every podcast with two whole references.
Well, you know,
what if it was this podcast?
He's only been on two podcasts.
Joey, if your sister's dog is Splinter, would that make my dog Shredder? Because he'll rip your fucking
leg. Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Your dog's
which
scary.
One is Nego Shredder? Or is
Nego Shredder.
Connor. What is Connor? Who's the biggest baby in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Your mom,
Casey.
Oh.
No, Casey's a badass.
I do like Casey. I don't know.
What were you going to say, Elson? You said something about
Donatello. He sounds like a little bitch.
I tried.
Donatello.
What?
Sorry, oh, no. Do you know who Connor is?
Hey, shut up.
Connor is Nikki's giant fucking German shepherd.
Yeah, the sexy-ass fucking dog.
That's no, you're thinking
that's
of Nico.
That's afraid of everyone.
Nico's
afraid of everyone.
The smaller one.
The large one
that's like darker, the darker skin.
No, the darker one is Connor. And he's
a
afraid of everyone.
He's the one that's in the cage, right?
Yeah.
They're both in a cage.
Nico... is the red one that wants to kill everyone.
Yeah, red Nico one. That's
me, though.
The last time he was at your house was when Connor was around underneath the kitchen table. That long ago.
Yeah.
What?
Remember when Connor's cage used to be underneath the kitchen table?
It was never underneath the kitchen table. The kitchen
across from your mom's room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the kitchen.
Yeah, no, he ripped that cage apart, so now...
Holy shit.
Now we only have the one cage.
I'm gonna need you to do me a super solid. Actually, I'm gonna need it from the three of you.
What?
I gotta turn.
Take that rock star and pass it along back to me.
Very carefully without spilling any of it on the carpet.
I can't handle this responsibility. How
I can't handle this.
I thought you were passing it back to me. It's like I'm trying to pass it.
Like we're in church. Everybody take a shot.
I'm not sure that's how church works.
Everybody put a penny in
the
wine. They share wine.
They pass the wine.
Stupid.
Yeah, but they don't just take out of the bottle.
And that's how an entire church got mono.
maybe Catholics do that.
Drink my blood, Christians. You all of it.
I don't know what denomination does it, but there's absolutely not a church style that shares a glass of wine among the whole church.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like a Catholicism thing.
I really want to get mono, go to a church, and just drink first. And just let yes, please. What do you call it? Father, I would like to go first.
What if, I just thought of this, what if when they say Jesus died and then came back to life 3 days later, what if he had epilepsy?
What?
Or narcolepsy. Is that where you fall asleep?
Narcolepsy.
Yeah, narcolepsy. He didn't know anything back then. He just had narcolepsy. He passed out like, fuck, he's dead. And they throw him in a freaking cave and they throw a rock over it and he's like, he wakes up like 15 minutes later.
And then
like,
he turns into the Hulk and just moves the fucking rock.
Nah, he's pounded on the rock, so if someone hears him, they're like, hey, this rock is like vibrating. We should probably.
But they didn't have cell phones.
But he moves
then,
the rock.
So they couldn't like tell the other guys. Well, yeah, they had a team. Like, there's a man stuck in this cave. We must save him. And then,
Jewish. Don't talk to me.
It was probably
like,
Moses
and
his
going
like, little
on.
Gathering. And they came and pushed the rock away.
Right, you know,
a team of
Moses has been dead for fucking.
A team of teenage Ninja Turtles.
He's only got like 12 followers. His Twitter must suck.
Oh, we're going to hell for that.
He's almost got as many followers as me.
Seriously, Jesus had narcolepsy.
Yeah, a single case of narcolepsy? Never again in his entire life?
Just one single case.
Here's what happened, though.
He just
Jesus
got really,
really, really, really stoned and just passed out for a couple days.
That could happen.
Really stoned. That's not what they call it when they hang you.
Well, he wasn't hung. He was crucified.
Yeah.
Crucify you. Right, exactly. Not stoned.
But stoning wasn't an odd thing back then.
Stoning was extremely common back in...
Talking about
times.
Weed, guys.
I was talking about stoning.
So, they you up to your neck and throw rocks.
Let's go get stoned. Let's
that?
Not.
Yeah, that's how they kill you.
I like not being dead.
My first note I did write down fit perfectly into a conversation we had just 5 minutes ago, but now it doesn't fit in well.
Yeah, wait.
That's okay, just don't throw it in.
So, look how Si, hold your phone up again. I know you're holding
the pinky thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Have you seen? All right, look at your pinkies, guys. Your pinkies are slightly deformed based on how they were, like, let's say 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because you support your phone with your bottom pinky.
I saw that, but I'm... Oh, hold on. We should compare it to this hand.
I'm ambidextrous, so I hold
God
my phone.
God damn it.
Just pull right. Just point your pinky straight out. Like, look at mine. That's fucking awful. There's a divot.
I thought that was bullshit when I saw it, but now I'm comparing it to my left pinky.
Actually,
my right pinky is actually
absolutely think it's bullshit.
Just go like this. Just go like this. No, don't hold it out straight. Just, like, natural.
I can see it right now.
Yeah, yeah, look.
But then look at my other hand.
Yeah, it's flat.
It's like got a bump in it.
It's got a bump. It's called a knuckle. It's called a knuckle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
it's a knuckle, not...
No, speaking
yeah, she
does. Like, it's like knuckle, and then your finger comes down.
She needs to use both hands.
Right. Okay.
So I got really cool lights in my kitchen.
Yay! I do like your lights, although I think you need a counter.
Yeah, countertops would be nice.
Yeah.
And a sink.
And
a marble
sink.
Slab.
Those are
That's kind of what they're
heavy.
Thinking, aren't you?
No, we're getting quartz.
Quartz.
Okay.
Quartz is good.
Quartz of what?
Quartz.
Quartz.
Quartz of... I have Thunderstorm or something?
Thunderstorm.
That's the name of the color.
Oh, jeez.
How many quartz?
11.
Mm. Sexy.
Wink.
Wonk.
We have no idea where that went.
That got real deep real quick.
So.
That's what she said.
Did you hear?
She did say that.
So. Did y'all hear about Google Now is reviewing apps in Google Play?
Yes. Yeah, the Google Play Store now has an app review process like Apple, which means less shitty apps.
Hmm.
Oh. So you can't just push your shit app onto the store and let it fly?
Well.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily a review as in quality. It's more of a review as in it also has an age thing too. Like this one is recommended for a general audience. This one's recommended for rated R.
And anti like spam and virusy apps. Yes. Before you could just throw those on, but now you cannot.
So are they not going to let emulators on the App Store anymore?
Interesting question.
I don't think emulators are illegal.
Because are there even any emulators on the App Store?
Yes.
Oh yeah, there is. On the Google Play Store.
Or get it on the Play Store?
Yeah.
Torrenting is not illegal. What you torrent is illegal.
That's your emulator.
Emulators aren't illegal, but if you want to take a video game ROM, that can be illegal.
Right.
Unless you make your own ROM that works on that emulator.
Because you'd have to have the physical game to make a ROM from.
Yeah.
Right, and the fancy schmancy tools to do so.
Yes. You don't need fancy schmancy tools. You need like one extra thing and software.
Right, one fancy schmancy tool. But yeah, the software and the tool.
Nikki's trying to pick her nose, but she's missing.
Well, that's okay. She's hiding behind the microphone, so nobody can tell.
Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook about how they are bringing back Digimon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a special, right? Just like a one-time special,
it's going to be a show.
It's
going to be like
or something like that.
It's them as teenagers. Yeah.
What?
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
No, yeah. They're like
can never tell.
No, they were kids. They were away at summer camp.
Yep.
I'm afraid it's gonna end up being like
you're right.
I'm afraid it's gonna end up being like Rugrats all grown up.
Rugrats all grown up.
Where you're like, oh, that's so cool.
And then it's like, nah. Yeah.
But that wasn't that bad.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be excellent.
Shoes that are pillows.
Hey, Digimon was like, I like Digimon more than I like Pokemon. Not even gonna lie.
No, you're stupid.
Fucking
Digimon and Pokemon are kind of up there now for me.
But
like, I used to like Digimon more, but
the reason I need to either get my Vita fixed or buy a new one is because they have a new Digimon story game coming out for Vita, and it is fucking baller.
My God.
Like, it's gonna put every Pokemon game from here on out to shame.
So who's gonna order the Nintendo NX?
You said order, and now I'm
pre-order.
Pizza.
So do I. I was thinking the same thing.
I'm just gonna order pizza.
As soon as I find out what the fuck it is, maybe.
Yeah,
you can now pre-order what we're assuming to be a console that nobody knows what it is, but you can pre-order it
in Australia.
How much is a pre-order?
I don't know. I didn't see.
I didn't check either.
So it's like, hey, this is coming out. You can pre-order it, but they won't tell you what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nintendo has a this.
So that's like saying. A video game doing that. Hey, we're gonna have content, but we're not gonna tell you what it is. Oh wait, that's season pass.
We're not gonna tell you what series it is.
I said, oh wait, that's season pass.
that's very true.
Right.
And I buy the season passes all the time.
You're an idiot.
That's why I still play Destiny every now and again.
Just because the season pass.
Yep.
I don't play Destiny.
See, I chose not to get the season pass.
I want to cry every time I play it.
I play with myself.
Same here.
Good to
I played know. With other people, but
well, okay.
Other people are you playing with?
My raid team.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I play solo campaign. I'm really multiplayer.
Okay. Your panty raid team.
We don't talk about that.
Not while Nikki's here.
So I'm sure y'all have heard of Snapchat payments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Snapcash.
If
Snapcash.
Yeah, if you go into Snapchat right now and try to send me a message, like you can type messages also, if you put a dollar sign in there, the thing will change into a PayPal type thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can send money to each
other.
Why the
fuck
Snapchat.
Would you want to send money through Snapchat?
Like well, grandmas to their sons for birthday presents. So
Who the fuck's grandma has Snapchat?
It's actually to pay like strippers to get nude on you for Snapchat.
Yeah, probably.
That's what it's like.
Hey, I'll give you $5 if you show me your tits.
Yeah.
How come it didn't do it for me?
I was asking you.
You have to put a money amount in.
You have to do $110.
Oh. What
it,
the
it
fuck? I
want to
see
card.
This. I want to see this now.
Or credit card if you.
I totally don't have one linked.
Well, Facebook Messenger is now implementing
totally
that as well.
Bends.
See, I actually feel better about Facebook doing it than Snapchat.
Well,
Facebook makes sense because everybody I know is on Facebook.
Yeah,
that is so weird. Why?
I'm totally gonna
for naked.
I'm
pictures.
Gonna start sending people a dollar just randomly.
But you gotta
show
do it like a winky face.
Tits.
Wait, can you do
pennies?
No, quarter.
Pennies?
Quarters.
Why a quarter?
No, you can't send a quarter. Wait, do they have a cent sign, like a cent symbol?
Yeah, long hold the dollar sign.
Really? You sexy bitch. What? How come I can't press it?
Communist. Right, yeah. I
Do you have to put 0.25? Fuck this. Stupid.
Can you send them a dollar?
You can't send quarters. I was going to start sending people quarters and be like, call someone who cares.
Wait, did you actually send me a quarter?
I did. I did. There's your quarter.
You know, calling three now, right?
you're right. I didn't think about that.
Guys, remember when payphones were a thing?
Yes.
My dad used to own a payphone company.
I'm on a payphone. Shut up, Maroon 5.
Nailed it.
I remember seeing a payphone at the airport ring. I was like, what? I don't want to answer that.
That's like...
Oh my god. That's the start of a movie.
It is the start
Why
of a movie.
Why did you not answer that?
It's the like, start of Eagle Hello? Eye.
I didn't want to know if like someone was like stealing my parents or something. I don't know.
Fucking box!
No, that's actually like the start of the movie Payphone.
Eagle Eye.
It's like
no, payphone. It's the start of the movie Eagle Eye.
Or Payphone.
Yeah, there's a lot of payphone,
there's a lot of movies Eagle like Eye. That, okay? Like payphone. That concept it exists
I've
in other
I've never seen
media
any
of the
movies she's
things.
Talking about, so I'm saying Payphone.
Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye, that was the one
Shia LaBeouf.
With the computer and
hey,
it was
hey,
like,
hey, 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 no.
What
wow.
the fuck's in the box?
Spoilers.
What's in the box?
Isn't that,
No, that's
the gift or whatever it's called?
No. There's another one. What's in the box? The Zodiac Killer. No, that's
the
Zodiac Killer.
My dick in a box.
Is what's in the fucking
that's
box?
Zodiac.
It was Zodiac?
What's in the box?
But no, he like yells at... He yells at somebody because it's like, open the box. It's like, what's in the fucking box?
Yeah, I've seen that on like 100 different, like, not memes, but... They're kind of meme things.
Gifts.
Yeah, it's like when you get a Christmas present and you can't open it. It's like, what's in the fucking box?
Yeah, my, I guess, superior at work, in no ways except status, he told me that he saw Ubisoft, or Ubisoft, or however the fuck you pronounce
I
it.
I don't even fucking know.
Ubisoft.
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 Yes.
Life ruiners.
You buy soft.
Yes.
Wink.
Where?
You buy Walk. Soft.
Did you just fart?
No.
Are you a liar?
I'm not lying. Anyways, let me get on with my story, damn it. So, he was saying how Ubisoft chose a favorite cosplayer for Aiden Pierce.
Was it
and they
was
didn't
you?
Pick you.
No.
Fuck
but
that.
He was telling me how him and a group of people had a conversation. And he said, oh, wait, I have a better one. Look at this. And showed a picture of me to his group of friends. And they were like, holy shit, this guy's so cool. Why didn't they choose him?
Well, go you. You should contact Ubisoft. Be
you
like,
should totally contact
Yo,
him.
Motherfucker.
Bitch. I would look up the proper pronunciation of Ubisoft. Because you know what? You'd be like,
well,
you buy soft. I think I have better cosplay.
We should just call them up. Just be like, cosplay. We cosplay better than the people you pick. Fuck you.
Excuse me, is this Ubisoft?
Ubisoft? Maybe you should Ubisoft. Mispronounce it just to be like, oh, is this Ubisoft?
Yeah, you're gonna say it with like a French accent, like you have no idea who Ubisoft
or,
is.
Or you Google it and you make a typo, so it's like, no, this is You Buy Sofa! One letter.
Like, kind of muffle it, and is this Ubisoft? Like, what?
Oh, man.
Get a plastic bag put in front of it so it sounds like you're losing signal.
But yeah, when he was telling me that, he was like, he put a disclaimer for you. He's like, all right, before I tell you this, I'm not trying to make you get a big head, so just kill that possibility right now. And I'm like, what is this guy going to say?
I looked at him and be like, my head's already big. Wink.
Wonk.
Wow.
Too much.
There's been too much wank wonk going on here.
Wink, wank, wonk.
Hey.
Wink, wank, wang.
Hey guys, today's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's hump day.
Yes, it is Wednesday.
It's hump day.
It's podcast day.
That means there's no
hump day.
Guys, don't we have a podcast to do today?
Mike.
Get on that.
We should start that. Didn't speaking. Did we actually hit record?
No. We were just having a conversation before. I just wanted
well,
to
I don't
see
know.
How the
that happened so quick. Like I was still mid conversation. Like, and we're recording. I was like, what?
I know. I was laying back. I'm like, wait, did he actually hit record?
Yeah, no.
So oh, I guess we should introduce ourselves. I'm Joey, by the way.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cy.
I'm awesome.
Back from the dead.
I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
And I'm Nikki, the only fucking girl here, anyways.
Hey, you are more than welcome to bring three other females.
You know what? I would like to know three other females, but you know what? That's
would,
not my life.
We would
Your
like
mom,
to know three other
Kat,
females. So we
Kat does not live
Joey's
here.
Sister.
Joey's sister's a bitch.
We would spend the entire podcast just shitting on her and being
I'm going to make this noisy for
and a And then Ben wants to be my stepdad, so it's a no, 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 pretty, no.
That was pretty solid.
I don't want to be your stepdad. Just, never mind.
It would just be an unfortunate consequence to his interests.
I want to be your sister's stepdad.
He doesn't take custody of you because you're over 18.
Yeah,
exactly. He can't be your stepdad. Legally, it's
impossible.
This
is getting weird.
You have no idea.
How's your health insurance, Ben?
More importantly, how's your life insurance? Yes.
Does it pay for braces?
Yeah, if you have good dental, then I guess you could be stepdad. But I need dental.
Do you have a doctor that...
I need dental.
Excels in oral.
I need them.
Oral procedures.
This is my mother we're talking about.
We know.
Never mind. I was going to rectify what I was trying to say, but never mind.
Don't you rectum find the situation.
Rectum find. Rectum find.
No, that's not oral. That's different. That's different.
That reminds me of Grand Theft Auto 5. If y'all ever played the yoga cutscene things, you can move the thumbsticks like to where you perform yoga and stuff.
What?
And when you first do it, the guy teaches you how, and he goes, "Yes, in this move, now your mouth is completely aligned with your anus." And it's like, what the hell?
I'm using like your human nail clippers. Centipede.
Yes, but that's someone else's anus.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he got a line of people doing it.
Human centipede.
Open the pod day boars. Pod day boars. Wow. Pod bay doors. How?
Ew.
That is a...
You know something they never addressed in the human centipede movie? Like, eventually it came to the part where the guy was shitting in the other one's mouth, mm-hmm. and like it was awful, and he was apologizing. What about all the pre-poop farts?
Like, it would go through.
Well, yeah, but they weren't in the movie. That would probably be worse. Well, yeah. Okay, probably wouldn't be worse, but it would definitely be...
Dude, you just had your mouth sewn to some guy's asshole.
Now,
right, how can that be worse?
If they ended up surviving
Well, farting
that.
In the mouth, that's what I'm saying. They just completely disregarded the pre-shitting farts. It was a legitimate concern of mine.
If they ever ended up surviving that, spoiler-free...
I think that's one of those movies that's okay to spoil.
Yeah, no, they're dead. Even, they're really dead.
It's not worth it.
Not even they're really dead. Not all of them died is a thing.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I mean...
I've never seen it, so it doesn't matter.
The guy in the middle survives.
I didn't see the
Which
the
sucks.
Chick!
Okay.
Well, hold on.
It was two girls and one guy.
No, that's right. The guy was on the front, then it was two girls.
Oh, yeah. So it was a big Asian guy and two girls in the back.
And the Asian guy survived?
My sister was, like, obsessed with that movie. I'm like, what the fuck is this
show?
My sister's fucking weird. Okay.
Well,
took him off so I wouldn't make noise and I keep hitting him.
What I was getting at was... So, what if they survived that, and the end person, which so happens to be a girl, befriends that other girl, and, you know, they're best friends or whatever, and they always talk about stupid bullshit, and one day she's like, "I'm sick of your shit, Clara. I've been dealing with your shit my entire life."
Could you imagine, like, so how'd you two meet?
Well.
See these funny scars on my face? Yeah.
You know I got these scars?
No, don't fucking mention that movie. Exactly. I will hit you.
No,
I hate that movie so much.
What I remember the most clearly about that movie is the fact that...
Wait,
there was
the Dark Knight or...
No, the Human
Centipede.
Other than the scenario that happened around that movie, there was a picture in the movie. It was the guy's pre-experiment, and it was three little Rottweilers with their mouths sewn together to their butts.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a dog train.
That's gross.
That's gross.
It was
and
a dog
dogapede. That's
they should make
awful.
The human millipede.
Oh
no, let's not.
But that wasn't even a centipede. That was just...
Yeah, you're right. Centipede. It only had 8 legs. The centipede has 10. They needed a fourth person.
They needed a lot of
not for a centipede.
That's so fucking gross. Ugh. The movie makes
He's
my
right,
skin
though.
Crawl.
Maybe they counted right. the penises as legs.
No, I guess you'd need
There's
two
only
and a half.
One penis
no, you need
in
two
it.
And a half.
He's Asian.
Two and a half.
You never know with those.
Oh, you know, that's the right number because you got two people as 8 legs, plus the front person has 2 legs, and then 2 arms for a pincher.
For like makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, 3 people's the right number for a human centipede. I guess we don't need to further this.
These are fucking
no,
we don't.
All right, how many people do we have here? let's make the next tier.
Let's not.
So who goes
Link
first?
Down.
Let's
going to be a picture of us. Everybody's ass mouth.
Link dump.
You never go ass to mouth.
You always go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
No, girls always say you never go ass to mouth. Guys,
no, everyone says you never go ass to mouth.
Rape culture.
Speaking of that,
did you guys
talk about that on the podcast?
I don't. No.
We talked about that on my Facebook.
Oh yeah.
What?
What are we talking about?
Animal gender identification.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this conversation.
Facebook has enabled the ability to fill in the blank for your own gender. So, like, you know, you can choose male or female and you're interested in male or female. For your selected gender, it's male, female, or custom. And then custom's
fill- awesome.
I want to be a toaster.
I'm on Facebook right now.
I am...
Custom is fill in the blank and it has multiple options. Like, you can fill in multiple ones.
I'm currently a dragon. Fishkin, ninjakin.
I'm gonna be a toaster.
Something gender.
One of our friends is an attack helicopter.
Yes. I'm gonna look up his.
I'm gonna say I'm a jeep.
Is he really? Is it like a real person? Put attack helicopter.
Yeah. An Apache attack helicopter. Hold on, I'm gonna look that up real quick.
In always but physical, I am an attack helicopter.
I say that joke at work all the time, and my coworker barks at me now.
I sexually identify as an attack helicopter. Ever since I was a boy, I've dreamed of soaring over the oil fields, dropping hot, sticky loads on disgusting foreigners. People say to me that a person being a helicopter is impossible, and I'm fucking retarded, but I don't care. I'm beautiful. I'm having a plastic surgeon install rotary blades, 30mm cannons, and AMG 114 Hellfire missiles on my body. From now on, I want you guys to call me Apache and respect my right to kill from above and kill needlessly. If you can't accept me, you're a heliophobe and need to check your vehicle privileges. Thank you for being so understanding. So,
oh my god, who did this?
My friend Ryan.
All right, let's take a vote. I need to say something, though.
Say it.
Ryan didn't come up with that.
Oh, no, he wasn't claiming he did. He just posted
it. Okay, I saw it on Reddit, like, the... Yeah, that's actually how I found out about Facebook changing the stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
See, that's funny. He posted that like months ago, and so I went back and looked at it after you sent me that, and I was like, "Hey, Ryan, guess what? I can actually be a gender identify."
Let's
as
take a vote.
Can I gender identify as a ruler of the world?
Everybody gets to pick what my gender should be.
Bisexual.
Joey wins. Joey wins.
No, but that would be your
masturbate.
No, that would be your
sexuality.
Sexuality.
Oh, can you put a custom for sexuality?
No.
Damn it.
I don't know. That's probably next.
See, wait a second. Hold on. I can be interested in women or men, but I can't have a custom interest. What if I only like toaster kin or robot kin or Apache helicopter kin?
Because your beard is enabling the patriarchy and rape culture.
God damn it.
I don't shave.
Do I have to hashtag it? Like, I don't want to fucking hashtag it.
No.
Never not.
Well,
beard.
It's not a hashtag.
Hashtag?
Hashtag!
Gender is hashtag.
Can you just put
oh my god, Sigh. Sigh. You're beaverkin.
No!
I don't know. You said we could take it all to a vote.
Furry brown beaverkin.
No, I like hashtag.
I don't even know what that means.
Beaver is slang for vagina.
I know.
Beaverkin was kin is like family.
So I'm a hairy pussy family. No.
You are related to hairy pussies.
No. 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 That means I'm a fucking incest person.
Be roosterkin then.
What?
If I'm
or at least
related
a
to
no, like pussy. Like animal family.
No,
like
no.
Yeah, because that's with all
be roosterkin
kind of to us is because there's
rooster
like this
kin?
Whole thing on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Where people like
I'll do roosterkin.
They're not male or female. They're interested in this.
Is it one word? Roosterkin?
Species.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was dash.
Or folk. All right,
it's giving me this. Like, do I tap it? Because when I tap it,
yes.
It does
yes.
that. Yeah, okay,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So
that way you can identify the separation between your multiple genders.
Interested yeah. in? There's no custom for interested.
I know that's what I'm saying. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
But
I can be a custom gender, but I can't have custom.
There's a pronoun preference. You can prefer your pronouns.
Yeah, I put mine as neutral.
So they. It's so stupid.
Well, I'm really upset that that's not custom because I really want wish your superior or supreme leader a happy birthday.
Cat had a good one. Wish that motherfucker a happy
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah.
All right. I am
wish
now
that motherfucker a happy birthday.
Yeah, if you look at my status, you can see that certain people were offended by this. It's like, why are you such a hateful person?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not hateful. It's just when people come up with these words to complain about
it. You're not a fucking dog, Ken, all right?
It's like,
you're not sexually interested in dogs.
It's not oppression if you're the only one making it up.
Yeah.
Well, my issue with it is, it's like, there are people who actually do struggle with gender identity, and then it's like, oh, I'm a dog kin. It's like, no, you're fucking not. You're
right, you're
stupid.
Just turning into
you're
people who have a legitimate confusion over their gender by saying,
Nikki,
well,
you're not
I really
a dog.
Like
mommy
fish.
And daddy didn't love you enough.
Do you have gender identification issues?
No. I fuck bitches and
dragon.
Get money.
I think she thinks she's a dragon.
I am
like
a dragon.
Drag queen.
What?
Can I be
more
money
like a drag
kin
queen?
Since
drag-
yes, you can.
Okay. I am my superior master race. Ninja Fishkin Dragon is my
nice.
Tender.
Nice.
I wonder awesome. If anyone's put Saiyan.
Oh, yeah. Ben's on it.
I've been playing that Xenoverse game. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I want to.
Oh, that's
been
the
here
Dragon
a lot
Ball
of good
fighting game?
Yeah.
I want to play it.
I have it, and I have extra controllers.
Since my computer's taking a shit, I think for the
oh
Saturday
my God.
Stream, you should bring your Xbox.
And we're,
oh, don't do
and
it.
We're going to stream Twitch with that?
Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, like through the Xbox?
Yeah.
You
it
could
does
be,
not have the banners option.
You
no,
could
no,
be
no, no, no. We'll see, we can still stream with my
kin.
Computer. My computer works. My USB ports don't work.
Okay.
That
what
was
the hell was that?
Was
that a monkey?
She said Ben could be Jehovahkin.
No, I said Dova.
Oh, not
kin.
Jehovahkin.
Jehovahkin. That's
Jehovahkin.
Oh my God. Jehovahkin.
You should have said Jehovahkin.
Shouldn't
have said Dovahkin. Go back.
Get to that.
But it was funny.
Fusro God.
I was trying to think of stupid things to put in there. It's like, oh.
That's
holy
the funniest
shit.
Thing
Ben
Nikki's
has, like,
never said.
But it was misheard.
Nikki's never said. Jehovahkin.
Jehovahkin.
That's like Hitler. I said a glass of juice.
That's bad.
We've got like door to door. I'm a Jehovahkin. I'm sexually interested in Jehovah's Witnesses.
Are there any in here?
Holy shit.
Why are you hiding your Jehovah's Witnesses?
Rip up the floorboards.
Check the attic. Underground Railroad.
Oh, man.
You're offensive people.
We are.
That's okay.
We're pretty terrible people.
Are we off defensive people? I don't know where I was going with that.
God damn it. That was a shitty pun.
So, speaking of shitty puns, Grand Theft Auto 5 heists are now up. That's
a
shitty
it's completely pun. Unrelated.
For seconds,
in other news.
It's because it's a shitty pun. So
like really, just super shitty. Like, it's barely even a pun.
So I'm thinking
it's not
we could do that on the stream.
As soon as I get that TV up there.
Okay, because I have an Xbox that I could bring, and we have extra Xboxes, of course. Now, the only hurdle that we have is that we need to complete the first quest, or the first heist, before the stream, because the first heist only has two players total.
Okay.
So, we could do that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, definitely, because heists are going to be fun as fuck.
Yeah. But, like I said, the first one is only two people.
Gotcha, so we would need more than that.
Yeah.
We could see who does it the fastest.
Do not unhook my bra.
I'm not, I'm scratching your back.
I just felt it. I'm like, do not
lined up,
do
really
it.
Well.
Stop it. No,
you
scratch
that's
right.
Literally
don't unhook my bra.
That's literally every man's excuse. Like, don't unhook my bra. I'm not, I'm scratching your back.
Oh my God.
Damn
I'm
it.
So sorry. Contributing to rape culture.
Yeah. Why would I hook
shame
your
on
in front
you.
Of three other guys?
I don't know, just because you're a shit and you would do something
and their family
like that.
To hit each other.
Fam. I hate when people say fam.
Yeah, when did that come up?
I don't know.
I just started seeing like
bae?
Pictures.
Yeah.
No, it came after bae. It's like, thanks,
yeah.
Fam. I'm like, what?
No,
I
fam
guess I know
was
what
like
that means.
Way before bae.
Yeah. I heard fam a long time ago.
Except
you heard
I don't
it?
Use
it seems
fam.
Like something my sister would get tattooed. Like, I love
fam.
I love my fam.
So, my sister.
In reality, it's just a misspelling of spam or the tattoo artist heard it wrong.
Or she ran out of money. I love fam. That's it.
I don't have enough.
Either that or her parents disowned her as soon as they found out that she was getting a tattoo.
Okay, you can stop now. We're a little far into this.
It sure? means famine. Change it to famine.
I love famine.
There's a big X through the X. F, and there's an S over top of it. Salmon. No?
Salmon? Oh my god! Oh my god! Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
S-A-M-I-N-E. Salmon.
I don't know.
Why the fuck do you and Austin have the weirdest laughs?
What if all words like that are spelled similar to famine were spelled like salmon? So it's like F-A-L-M-O-N. Almon.
I think Ben's crying over there.
I'm crying over here.
I can't breathe.
Can't either.
Oh my god.
Well, that just brought to light, Joey and Austin have the weirdest fucking laughs I've ever heard. Joey gets high-pitched when he starts laughing, and so does Austin.
I get a different range of laughs.
Yeah, you know, it depends what I'm laughing about.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because a kitten fell off the roof. It's a totally different.
Why would you laugh at a kitten like falling off the roof?
Because he did it.
Exactly.
But I love kittens.
I love kittens too.
I love them.
And even if I did, they'd survive because they're cats.
Yeah.
I love kittens too because they taste good.
No, we don't eat the kittens.
I see where this is going.
No, we don't.
Who is it?
His vibrator.
She DTF.
He's going to put up his butt.
Who is it?
She DTF.
It's a guy, and I think he just called me too. Anyway, look at this. I get my own mic.
Is he DTF?
No.
Is he DTF? Does he like butt stuff?
He does not like butt stuff.
Get your feet away from me. I swear to God. Get away from me.
You'll be using my phone scanner?
You what?
Have one of those?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I don't. Oh,
I was really excited. I was like, yeah.
That reminds me of, there was a commercial I saw. Sigh, you're wide open.
Thighs wide open. Sighs wide open.
Thighs wide open. Stop throwing my sandals at his butthole.
Anyways, so that reminds me of a commercial I saw where it was to show distracted driving. You might have seen this already. People go into a movie theater and there's a commercial playing and stuff of a car driving down a road, you know, very calm road, whatever. And in the background, someone had a laptop open behind the scenes, and they had a what is that called? It's kind of like a scanner, but it shoots out a signal within a range.
Yeah,
and it shot out a text message to everyone in that range. So everyone got a text message, looked at their phone like an Amber Alert type thing.
Right.
They looked at it, and then as they looked down, the screen, a semi-truck came on the screen and the car hit the semi-truck and they crashed.
Wow.
As everyone looked down at their phone.
That's dark.
That's pretty awesome.
It's really cool.
And also, like, totally irrelevant because it's like, you know, well, I know, you know, theoretically, I know not to check my phone in the car. I wouldn't think that in a movie. But, however, I get it, and it was still like a wow factor.
Yeah. I would just use that to send a mass dick pic.
And then they run into a semi truck. In
and just send a mass dick or dick butt picture.
it's like an Amber Alert for your penis. Has anyone seen my penis? Would you like to?
Who's he talking to? I don't know.
So, Sai, no. We'd like to know where you've been for the past 5 ever. Don't you fart.
Right into the mic.
That felt repressed.
You're repressing my emotions. Or my
How dare you?
You guys kept changing the podcast days, and I would get Riley.
We've been Wednesday forever.
No, we were Thursday for the longest time.
And then yeah, Ben, but we've been Wednesday for a couple months now.
But I have Riley on Wednesdays. I had her all the way through about 9 o'clock, which was when the podcast started.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't know that.
Fuck, three missed
and
calls.
I used to work.
Must be important.
When I didn't have Riley Wednesday night, I would work Wednesday nights. So I can never make the podcast. And then the live stream Sunday nights, and I had Riley Sunday nights. So
you're just really out of the loop because it's been Wednesday and Saturday night for like
ever.
At least 4 months now.
Nobody told me. I hope you all get face AIDS.
Like AIDS for your face?
You're all going to get fucking measles. All right, well, are we ready to call it a podcast and go get some food?
No, hang on.
while he's talking.
Stop!
These shoes are very lightweight.
That's what they're for.
I can, like, feel your toes.
Are those Vengeances or Infinities?
Oh, those signs.
But they're Infinity.
Oh, right. Infinity Vengeance. They're cheer shoes. They're meant to be light.
$100 shoes.
Yeah.
I think I smell your fart now. Hey, either that or it's your feet. Ooh, it's not your feet.
He's texting him. He's DTF.
I was waiting for Ben to open the door on Asai's head, and that's exactly what happened.
I was waiting for him to say bye so I could move my head. It didn't work.
Bye, bye.
Really, who's that? My door stops, and not those thumbsappy door stops.
Who's that?
Mine is.
On our team?
Yeah. Anyways, closing thoughts on the podcast, or
Dicks.
Continuing stories.
Dicks. I hope I'm here more often.
Okay.
Okay.
I like how you were rushed. I'll be here more often.
I like you guys. Please be friends with me.
Why are digital pictures just code? Closing
theoretically
thought.
There is a series of ones and zeros that is a video of me and Emma Watson making love.
What?
Can you make one like that, but put my face over yours? Render my face over yours?
Technically, there's a video of you and Emma Watson making love, but also technically there's a series of ones and zeros that also make up your face juxtaposed on Joey making love with Emma Watson.
And you and I both making love with Emma Watson at the same time.
Okay, that's weird. We should go now.
Yeah.
And then Emma Watson petting
Let's stop while we're ahead.
Emma Watson being a twin.
Joey, have a Snickers. You're hungry.
You should just fade out with that.
No.
All right.
All right.
Okie doke.
That's how it ends.